Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
No, it's recording. Back. It's recording. I see the recording thing on
City
the,
Slickers.
The
that had a sequel, right?
I think you should keep this in. Don't cut this. Begin 2024 like this. Trust me.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
I just got error. Failed to start recording.
It's out there. It's epic. We're back.
B, can you say something?
It's 2024.
All right, there we go.
City Slickers 2, The Search for Curly's Gold. Yeah. The first film is all about like serious character development, and the second movie is just about a treasure hunt. Like, where's the gold? Let's find it.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Back to the Framerate, part of the Westin Media Podcast Network. Back to the Framerate, where we watch and discuss films on VOD and streaming platforms for your entertainment. I'm Nathan Schur, and I'm here with I'm not here with Ellie Escobar. She is still on.
She's in our hearts.
She's in our hearts. That's right. But we are here with Brianna Butterworth and Sam Cole.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome to
2024.
Yes. Happy New Year, everybody. It is this episode is dropping on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm. Do either of you have a New Year's resolution? I want to learn to do a cartwheel. You
go. My resolution is to make sure to watch Furiosa coming out in May. It's going to be
incredible.
We're later this month, in a few weeks, we are going to do our 2024 movie forecast, which is an episode I'm really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Where
we're
gonna be great.
List off all of our top 10 most anticipated films, so everyone can look forward to that episode.
The
but today,
bright and sunny.
Today we have a special episode for the beginning of the year. It's 2024. It is 40 years since the year 1984, which makes me feel very old. Because I remember 1984 very well. But we are going to celebrate 1984 by doing a 1984 movie draft, which is something we've never done before, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm going to explain the rules very quickly to the audience and to you guys, which seems for some reason you have a hard time understanding this concept, but this is what we're going to do.
Listen,
we are
The beginning. It's day one of the year, and Nathan is like, these are
exacerbated. Teach better. All right.
I'm not the best teacher. I just want everyone to just, you know, be on my wavelength all the time. Essentially, we are going to draft 10 movies from the year 1984. But this is high stakes, people, because these 10 movies are the only 10 movies from this year that we can watch, because we're taking these into our individual little fallout shelters, let's call that. We are never going to be able to watch the other movies that are on the other host's list. So if I pick a movie, it's only my movie to watch for the rest of my life. You guys cannot watch it. Nor can I watch the movies that you pick. So we're each going to accumulate 10 movies on this movie draft. And those are the only movies that we can watch. So high stakes.
Mm.
Very high stakes. And we're going to have a list of 10 films at the end of this on each
what
of our lists.
What a great year for movies. We were spoiled for choice.
Yeah. There's a
so
lot
is
here.
That 10 to each of us? So that's 30 in total? Or is that 10 in total?
There'll be a total
10 to each of us.
10 to each of us. And we cannot share. So once a movie is selected, it is taken. It's off the list. We cannot share a movie.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be tough. Okay. I'm gonna try my best, and if I don't do well, I'm gonna go back to school, podcast school, and I'm gonna come back and try to be a part of the podcast again because I never give up.
All right, so we are going to do this by random number generator. I am gonna pick a number. You're gonna pick a number, Sam. You're gonna pick a number, and whoever comes closest is gonna get the first pick.
I pick four.
You pick four. Sam, what do you pick?
I pick seven.
I'll pick two. It's three.
Oh,
it's down. Well, it's down to me and B.
Okay. All right. Between one and ten?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Eight.
And I'll take five. It's one.
So I get
the first pick. B gets the second pick. Sam gets the third pick.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do this snake draft style. So that means that in the second round, Sam, you get the first pick in the second round.
Okay.
Do you understand how snake draft works?
Yeah. Just tell me what to do. I'll be good. I'll follow along the best I can.
That's Sam's motto.
Jesus. Okay. Sam, you're going to get the first pick in the second round. B, you're always going to get B between us. The B sandwich.
Rock and roll.
Okay. Just trust me. All right. All right. So I have the first pick. I will pick with my number one pick. I'm going with This is Spinal Tap from Rob Reiner.
This is Stein. Listen to it.
I'm not hearing anything.
You would, though, if it were playing, because it really, it's famous for its sustain. I mean, you can just hold it.
Well, I mean, so you'd have to pull.
You can go and have a bite. No, you'd still be hearing that one.
Yeah.
Can you hold it a sec?
You sure?
This one, this, of course, is a custom three pickup. Paul, this is my radio unit.
So I strap this
piece on, you know, right down in here when I'm on stage.
It's
wireless. Wireless, exactly. Yeah. And I can play without all the mucky muck.
You can run anywhere on stage with that.
This is special too. See, still got the old tagger on it. See, never even played it. See,
you just bought it.
Don't touch it.
I wasn't gonna touch it.
No, don't touch it.
I was just pointing at it.
Don't point even.
Don't even point.
No,
because I want to laugh if I'm gonna be by myself on a desert island or in a bunker someplace, and this is one of my favorite comedies of all time, the mockumentary. It is
so good.
Yes, I have to take this movie. I have to take this movie.
Oh,
great film.
And that is a great film.
It is mine. I'm going to start writing these down here.
All right. Yeah, and I'm trying to cross it out my tongue.
It does not get better for me.
All right.
That film is a box of chuckles.
I'm a little miffed that you took that so quick off the bat. See, I was thinking for my first one, I was just going to pick a movie that I definitely want all the time. But now I'm kind of like, do I want to take a movie that I know one of you will take? Strategy. I'm going to go with my initial plan. If I am stuck in a fallout shelter, I just want something that keeps me happy, that keeps me moving, and that I can watch over and over and over again. And that is Jonathan Demme, Stop Making Sense.
That was in my highest tier as well. It did not make it through the first round.
Sucks to suck, Nathan.
Western Media.
I just saw that in the when it came out in the theater in September, October. I forget.
I think we both did. It was amazing.
Oh, it was so good seeing it. Yeah. All right. I need to keep
Sam,
this.
Sam, what's your number one fallout shelter pick?
I'd have to go with Star Trek III, The Search for Spock.
Wow.
Klingon message, you killed my son. Klingon message, you've killed my son. Klingon bastard.
There are two more prisoners, Admiral. Do you want them killed too?
That was on my lowest tier, but it was there, darn it.
Go ahead.
That's one of the ones on my list that I've actually never seen, but I just kind of feel like I'd be into it. You know?
I think you would like it.
Yeah.
It is not one of my favorite Star Treks.
It's not one of the best, but it has. I find it has a repeat viewing quality for me, which is why I put it up there. There's other '84 movies that I love, but like having be stuck with them over and over again, I don't know if I'd want that. You know, like
that was my
Star Trek III. I could watch multiple times. Yeah,
that's using your noodle.
Hey, I try.
I think it's just because, you know, Star Trek II is my all-time favorite, and it's such an emotional gut punch at the end of that. And in Star Trek III, it's just kind of like, well, he's back, you know? I don't know.
I hear you. Like, I like it. I like the story. Two is a masterpiece, and I even like four better than three probably. But I still love three just because it's like a sort of – would be Empire Strikes Back and the Star Trek trilogy, which is like Star Trek 2 to 4, the Genesis trilogy.
So, Sam, you get to go again. You have the first pick in the second round.
Okay, it's the first pick in the second round. I would have to say The Muppets Take Manhattan.
Together again. Gee, it's good to be together again. I just can't imagine that you've ever been gone. It's not starting over, it's just going on.
Together again. Now we're here and there's no need remembering when. 'Cause no feeling feels like that feeling. Together again.
Good trick.
Another win for just wacky little guys.
I love that film. That's actually, I think, my favorite. I love the first one, but I grew up on The Muppets Take Manhattan. I saw that in the theater, and it's such a fun film. I love the whole like Broadway aspect of it. Good, great cameos in it. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's a great one.
That is awesome.
And I keep forgetting that Frank Oz directed that too. So yeah, that's so much fun. Yeah,
it's a pretty character-driven Muppet film. It's very like character oriented.
Yeah, it is.
All right. B, what is your second pick?
I'm staying on the like the crazy fun vibe. I'm going Amadeus.
Amadeus.
Your Majesty, I hope you won't find it improper, but I've written a little march of welcome in his honor.
What a charming idea, Court Composer. May I see? Just a trifle, of course. May I try it?
Majesty.
Delightful, Court Composer. May I play it when he comes in?
You do me too much honor, sire.
Bring in Herr Mozart, please. But slowly, slowly. I need a minute to practice.
I just wanted music, man.
You are going to be rocking out, yeah.
Would you believe I have not seen Amadeus? That's like, I shouldn't admit to that, but I haven't seen it, yeah.
Oh, no, it's great. You'll like it.
I know. Yeah. I feel I would. I can't believe I haven't seen it.
Have you also not seen it?
I have not seen Amadeus.
Oh, it's really fun, you two. It's really fun.
I heard it's great. And I don't know. It's just.
Yeah.
I just haven't.
It's just a lot of like chewing scenery, which I feel like the two of you will really appreciate.
I heard F. Murray Abraham is so good in it.
Yeah, that's like his definitive role.
He's one of my favorite actors. Yeah. The best. Okay. Let's see. My number two film. I get two picks here. So this is cool. I get to not knock off two of these.
I never get two picks.
No, you don't. I want to take... I am going to take... I'm going to take The Terminator.
Cyborgs don't feel pain. I do. Don't do that again.
Just let me go.
Listen and understand. That Terminator is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop. Ever. Until you are dead.
I love the Terminator.
I'm all right with that.
I love James Cameron, and I just think this is just a groundbreaking science fiction horror film. Has a lot to say, so I have a great time with this. And the only reason why I'm taking this is because I get to take another pick, which is where my heart is at as well, and that is the movie Starman.
Is that what you're doing here? Just checking us out?
You are a strange species. Not like any other. And you would be surprised how many there are. Intelligent but savage. Shall I tell you what I find beautiful about you? You are at your very best when things are worst.
Let him go, Mr. Sherman, please. If he stays here, he'll die. Can't you see he's dying now?
Starman is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I've got it. I can't believe I haven't seen that film.
The movie just absolutely wrecks me at the end of it as well. Mm-hmm. And I think it's honestly one of the most underrated Jeff Bridges performances. No one ever talks about this movie. And John Carpenter directed one of his most underrated films. Everyone talks about The Thing. They talk about Big Trouble Little China. They talk about all of his other films, but they don't talk about Starman. And it is such, I won't just call it like a sweet film, but it's funny, but it's also heartfelt, but it's just got, it's, I don't know why this movie appealed to like somebody when I was like 9 or 10 years old when this came out or so, but this movie just spoke to me.
I always think this movie is real like Mystery Science Theater fodder.
No, I don't know.
But I do really enjoy it. For me, I think Mike Carpenter is in the mouth of madness, but this is fun. This is a good watch.
Yeah.
You two think you're going to movie jail for not seeing Amadeus. I've never seen The Terminator.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I know.
What? No.
I know.
You've seen Terminator 2.
I haven't. No.
You would like, I think you should, I think you, I think you, these, those two films, I think you'd be surprised by.
I have nothing. Yeah. I'm not like taking a stand. It just like has never happened. You know, it's just one of those.
Just I'd hear really that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You're on to we're the third round. Your third pick be
my third pick. I've had enough happiness, I think, for this Fallout Shelter.
Maybe enough music.
I have enough music. I have enough happiness. I think we have to bring it back down to reality. One of my favorite directors, Cassavetes, Love Streams.
What is it?
Love Streams.
Love Streams. Not even on my list, but okay.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Love really Streams.
Performances there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. I got to write this one down.
What is creativity, Robert?
What is creativity?
No, I don't mean, you know, I know you're a writer and you're creative. And people paint. But I don't paint. Would you consider cooking an art?
Cooking?
Yeah, I'm trying to find something. You know, know, something that, just something I can do. I don't mean I'm the only person in the world that can do it, you know, but just something that I could, something special, you know, like.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Cooking or
writing? Some poetry, write poetry?
No, poetry, I love it, but it's just so depressing. I always get so low. No, I don't think that's healthy. It's,
yeah, well, I could lunch at the Cassavetes box set. Watch on your fancy new Blu-ray player.
All right.
A Blu-ray player?
I said.
Did you say a Blu-ray player?
I said a Blu-ray player.
Well, that is something else. That is something else. You know, it's great being a part of this podcast.
What with my fragile constitution? I never thought I could handle a box set like this.
It's beautiful.
Oh, that's great. Sam, what do you got for your third pick in the third round?
I am going to have to pick a movie I've been circling for a while, which is Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
I was wondering who would grab it.
Yep.
This is Indiana Jones, a famous archaeologist.
Well, I thought archaeologists were always funny little men searching for their mommies.
Mommies? Dr. Jones found Nuachi for me, and he's going to deliver him now.
Say, who is this, Nur? Hachi!
Put the gun away, Sonny. I suggest you give me what you owe me, or anything goes.
Are you surprised I haven't grabbed it yet, Sam, or not?
I was a little surprised. Yeah, I'm not hugely surprised. I know there's definitely better Indiana Jones movies, but I love it, and that would definitely be coming to the island with me.
Get it.
And you get another
pick. Double.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. Whoa.
Yeah, we're on the fourth round.
You're talking to me. Whoa, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will have to take Beverly Hills Cop.
Mm. Yes.
Morning, officers. What y'all, the second team?
We're the first team.
Yeah, we're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
It should be more natural, brother. It should flow out like this. Look, man, I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe. See, that's more natural for us. You've been hanging out with this dude too long.
Is anyone looking forward to the next Beverly Hills Cop movie? I think there's a I haven't seen the trailer yet for it, but I'm a little nervous.
I'm not. That's not how I'm starting the year.
No.
Is that coming out theatrically or is that just like streaming?
No, I think it's Netflix.
Yeah, gotcha. And I think it's
which worries me even more.
Yeah, no.
When they came out with the sequel to Coming to America, which I thought was abomination to cinema, I was like, I never need to see this.
I remember your Facebook post about that from when that came out, and I was like, oh, man.
Well, you know, no one barked like a dog in that movie. Barked like a big dog.
I hated it so much. Beverly Hills Cop is off the table.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Beverly Hills Cop in so long. And I wonder if it holds up.
It does. So, okay. It surprisingly does, yeah.
Cool. Okay.
At least, I mean, I saw it recently, so you know, that's just me, but yeah.
I'm really torn because there are some great lesser known movies that came out in 1984 or maybe a little more art house, but there's also some big ones that came out that I kind of just.
You got to play the game. You got to play the game, B. Are we going to take those? You
know? Right. So I think I'm going to take A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm.
Hello.
Freddie was pretty pretty integral to my childhood there.
All right, not a bad pick. I probably wasn't going to take it right away because I kind of got a little bit of a horror fix with the Terminator. But yeah, okay. All right. My pick is coming up.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
All right. I'm going to take a movie that I think is probably on Sam's list, but we're going to be fighting for this one. But I'm happy to take it here because this is a movie that I grew up with and is I think about probably every week.
I'm on the edge of my seat here.
And it's The Neverending Story.
Oh, that was on my list. That was one of my top ones.
Don't you know anything about Fantasia? It's the world of human fantasy. Every part, every creature of it is a piece of the dreams and hopes of mankind. Therefore, it has no boundary.
But why is Fantasia dying then?
Because people have begun to lose their hopes and forget their dreams.
That is a quality film.
And I need to have that movie. From Wolfgang Peterson. I love that film so much.
Bastion.
And Atreyu. You know, I love that film. I love
that just ruined a whole Artax, generation of people.
Artax. The
Artax!
Yes, I'm still scarred. I think about it right now and I just...
Hands. It's like, I'm a luck dragon and I'm not creepy at all.
I reference that movie in parts of my life, like all year long, all the time. So it's part of me.
I love that movie.
I love that film.
On that movie.
Did you ever see The Neverending Story 2, Nathan?
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah. it's a little different.
Okay. I'm worried about taking this next film because I know I have a feeling nobody is going to take this for a while. So do I take a movie that is maybe in my top 10 of all time?
Be true to your heart.
I got to be true to my heart because I have a feeling nobody's going to take this movie.
What's in your soul?
Or should I take a movie that I kind of want to grab?
No, do what's in your heart.
Do what's in my heart. Well, that's what, of course, you would say because you.
Yeah.
I could grab this later, though. Maybe. You know what? I'm gonna be smart. I'm gonna be smart. I have. Let's see here. I have a comedy. I've got like a sci-fi movie. I got another like kind of like sci-fi drama. I got a kind of like Neverending Story, which is like fantasy. I can do any more comedies. I'm by myself. I'm on this island.
I don't know. I think comedy could get real dark after a while, you know?
It can get boring after a while. Every movie can get you after a while. Do I need like... But you know what I don't have? And Sam grabbed it with some adventure and some science fiction and some space stuff. I could use a good space epic. I'm going to go with a space epic. So I'm going to go with 2010, The Year We Make Contact.
Good morning, Hal.
Good morning, Dr. Chandra.
Do you feel capable of resuming all of your duties?
Of course. I'm completely operational and all my circuits are functioning perfectly.
That's good. Do you know what those duties are?
Yes, I will operate the onboard systems of Discovery. There is a launch window in 31 days when Earth is in the proper position. There is enough fuel on board for a low consumption route that will enable Discovery to return in 28 months. This will not present a problem.
That's very good. Now, Hal, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Not at all.
Do you recall Dave Bowman and Frank Poole leaving the Discovery?
Certainly not. That could never have happened, or I would remember it. Where are Frank and Dave?
They're fine. They're not here right now.
Who are these people? I can only identify you, although I compute a 65% probability that the man behind you is Dr. Floyd.
Don't worry, Hal. I'll explain everything later.
Has the mission been completed? You know that I have the greatest enthusiasm for it.
The mission has been completed, and you have carried out your program very well. And now, Hal, if you will excuse us for a moment, we wish to have a private conversation.
Certainly.
Ooh.
Which I think is a really quality sequel to 2001. I really do like that film.
It is a decent movie. I like that movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy Scheider, such an underrated actor. And he's fantastic in this. And it came out in the height of the Cold War as well, with Russia and U.S. relations. And it's got a lot to say in it. So I think it's a fantastic film.
Hmm.
Okay, that's my pick, 2010.
I don't think anyone's going to take this movie. It's just, I got to be true to my soul here, because 1984, great year for movies, but maybe not movies that I would want to watch all the time. But I really love Wim Wenders' Paris, Texas.
I'm sorry, sir. I think you maybe want to talk to one of the other girls. I'll see if I can find one for you.
No.
No, no, no! Please.
I just don't think I'm the one you want to talk to.
Please. Please don't go, I'm sorry.
All right. I know how hard it is to talk to strangers sometimes. Just relax. Relax and tell me what's on your mind.
And I just think that's such a great character movie. I'd get stuff out of it for a long time. It's beautiful. I love it. I love that film.
I have not seen it. It's on my list. Yeah. It was in my bottom tier because I bet it's a great film that I just haven't had a chance to see yet.
It's really great. Yeah, when you get to see it, I think you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, I am.
Slow burn, but it really pays off in the end.
Yeah, it's one of those pile of shame movies.
Yeah. But have you seen Wings of Desire?
Nope.
That's my preferred Wim Wenders. It just has a Nick Cave concert in the middle, so that's cool. Yeah, it's a good time.
All right. So that was Paris, Texas.
Sam Gamgee, what do you got?
So this would be my fifth, right?
Yes, fifth round.
I will be picking a classic feel-good awesome movie, which has to come along with me on the ride. 1984's The Karate Kid.
That was my next pick.
Hey, wouldn't fly swatter be easier?
Man who catch fly with chopstick. Accomplish anything.
You ever catch one?
Not yet.
Could I try?
If wish. Begin a luck.
Great pick.
Because that movie is just epic, and it's a character-driven epic, and it's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a sequel with Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, there's a movie that's loosely connected to Cobra Kai, I think. And I actually was really enjoying Cobra Kai. I trailed off, not on purpose. It just happened. I think there's like, I'm like a season or two behind, but Cobra Kai is highly out there, but very entertaining.
Yeah. I have caught up on it. It's not as good as the first couple seasons, but it is a good time.
I mean, you know, I love Kung Fu movies and martial arts movies.
Yes.
That is a jam for me. I also, I don't know how you all feel about the Karate Kid sequels, but I really like the Hilary Swank one.
I haven't seen anything after the third one. Yeah. Is that the next
Karate Kid? I haven't seen it since I was young and it was like streaming, you know, and I was a kid and would watch it, but I remember really liking it, really digging it.
I guess I don't think I've seen it.
Right, do a Hilary Swank retrospective. She has a crazy career. So all of
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Impressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam, you have another pick.
Okay. So
sixth round.
Other pick, sixth round. I'm going to go with getting choosy here. Okay. I'm going to go with, for the sake of, you know what? For the sake of fun and adventure, I'm going to have to pick Romancing the Stone.
Ah.
Well, you said you just lost everything you owned.
Not my sense of humor.
Well, I'll pay you $100. $200.
I'll do it. For $5.
What? I'll pay you $250.
Now, I ain't cheap, but I can be had. My minimum price for taking a stranded woman to a telephone is $400.
Will you take $375 in traveler's checks?
American Express?
Of course.
Got a deal.
Because I need that. I need adventure to make, you know.
I haven't seen it, but it was coming up on all these lists. Yeah.
It's a good one. It's fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's like Indiana Jones type of clone ripoff type of thing. Okay. That's where they were trying to capitalize on the action adventure genre at this time. Mm. Did this come out after? I don't know if this came out after Temple of Doom or not. I'd be curious.
I think it came out earlier. I think it came out in like March 84 and Temple of Doom came out in the summer.
Yeah, it came out in a month before Gremlins and Ghostbusters. I remember when we were doing that. So this would be, would be like in May. I think like, Temple of Doom was like a month. It was, I think, in May.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
Okay.
Romancing Stone. For our listeners, he just knew that off the top of his head.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Romancing the Stone, much better than Jewel of the Nile. Although I do still like both of them.
Although I do, if like I'll watch Jewel of the Nile. Yeah, Jewel of the Nile is entertaining.
A little too much Danny DeVito kind of with the shenanigans in that one, I think.
Yeah. It does have a cool scene with that like jet that they're stuck in, or they're stuck in the plane or something, but I don't.
Am I being punked right now? Are you describing a real movie?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Just
kind of like, he turns into like a buffoon, I think, in the second one a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, I feel like they fast tracked the sequel. Like the second one, like that came out. Right? It was a year later. First one came out March 84. Then December 85 is Jewel of the Nile. So they were like, do another one, quick. Danny DeVito was funny. Give him more lines.
Killed the franchise too.
Yeah.
So it felt like it was a cheap facsimile in a lot of ways. So
yeah.
Maybe they could do it now with like Michael Douglas being in his 70s and Dane, all of them, Kathleen Turner, all of them.
Right. Guess that. And he tries to escape with her into the jungle and just like falls down and breaks his leg. And like, then he's like, I got to go to the hospital. And that's like his character departs the film.
Exit stage left.
Right. Yeah.
B, what's your sixth pick?
You guys are inspiring me with the Odyssey. I need that. So I'm going Dune.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dune.
Yeah.
Try looking into that place where you dare not look. You'll find me there staring back at you.
You mustn't speak!
I remember your Gom Jabbar. Now you'll remember mine. I can kill with a word.
And his word shall carry death eternal to those who stand against the righteous.
The righteous! There is a Harkonnen among you. Give the Harkonnen a blade and let him stand forth.
If fate wishes, he can meet you with my blade in his hand.
I wish it.
This is a Harkonnen animal. Let me, please, my lord.
The Emperor's blade.
Yeah. I looked at Dune, I'm like, nah, I don't want
I'm totally doing it. Okay. Are you kidding me? I'm losing my mind in a fallout shelter. I'm going ape. I'm going crazy. I'm by myself.
The incredulity of Nathan's face right there. He's like, Dune? Like, what are you, stupid?
The thing about Dune is if, you know, there's a lot to unpack. You can watch this over and over and not understand what's going on.
It's nuts. It's absolutely unhinged. It's going to be, I'm going to have a great time. Listen, that you turn your brain off, you pop that on. It's silly. Whatever.
Good visuals too. Like good crazy visuals and voiceover. And
it's going to get weird. I'm alone in a fallout. If the pandemic taught me anything, Dune is the least of my problems.
Yes.
You know?
True that.
All right.
Just love it. Dune. What the F? Like,
I'm so high up on the list.
Yeah.
I just feel really confident that no one's going to pick my other ones.
All right. So, for my sixth pick, I am going to go. Ooh. So much here still. I like. I gotta go with. I gotta take this because even though I have a feeling nobody else is gonna take this, it is still one of my favorite movies of all time. I mean that really, and that is The Natural, with Robert Redford.
I'm Roy Hobbs, your new right fielder.
My what?
It's right here.
Scotty Carson sent you here?
That's right.
Must be nuts. Where do they find these guys, Red? Fella, you don't start playing ball at your age, you retire. Where did he find you?
The Heber Oilers.
The Heber Oilers? I never heard of them.
They're semi-pro.
Semi-pro. Schultz, go warm up. Did you ever play organized ball in your life?
I just got back in the game.
What does that mean?
I used to play in high school.
Excuse me?
I used to play in high school.
Reddy used to play in high school. That's nice. Scotty Carson signs him up. The judge okays the deal. Ain't talked to me yet. I got that in my deal for as long as I live. They gotta talk to me.
Got a contract.
I want to see it.
Cool.
Stop making up movies.
Have you not seen? You haven't seen this, have you?
No.
No, The Natural is about. It's a character. He plays a character called Roy Hobbs, who is in his late 30s. He makes a comeback and becomes one of like the greatest baseball players of all time. But I don't know. It's just the one of the greatest sports movies ever made. And it's directed by Barry Levinson. It is, I don't know. I just, you know, I just get warm, fuzzy vibes every time I see this movie. I get the same feeling watching this that I would if you like P. people get like watching Field of Dreams, if that's a movie anyone else has seen.
Yeah.
You know, nice. Yeah.
That's a real film.
Yeah. So it does that for me, what Field of Dreams does for other people.
One little fact about young Robert Redford. He could get it.
Okay. So The Natural is my pick. All right. So I'm going to go with, I'm going to go back to the world of comedy.
Mm.
And I'm happy this is still on here. Okay, Dune?
That's what I was thinking about.
I'm going to go with Top Secret from the Zuckers and Abrams. I love Top Secret.
Introduce the American to the men.
Very well. This is Chevalier, Montage, Détente, Avant-Garde, and Déjà Vu.
Have we not met before, monsieur?
I don't think so.
Over there, croissant, soufflé, escargot, and chocolate mousse.
Mm.
Great. With Val Kilmer,
that holds up.
It is so funny. I find this movie. It came out shortly after they did both Airplane movies, which I love both of those. And I just, they never really did these spoof movies after this. I think, the Naked Guns, were, I think, the natural progression of these. We were just talking about the Naked Gun movies, Sam. But this, I think, was maybe my favorite of all of these. I love Top Secret because it's going everywhere. It's mocking like the World War II era and then Elvis Presley era. So it's really, really funny. And the Blue Lagoon. So it's so many things in this film.
I'm realizing when I was looking at the list of movies from 84, like how towering of an influence Mel Brooks had on this generation. It was just really interesting. You can kind of see it everywhere.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, B, you're up next. This is the seventh round.
I'm going to go Coen Brother debut, Blood Simple.
I know where you can get those framed.
Why'd you take these?
What do you mean? Just doing my job?
You called me, I knew they were there. Why'd you take them?
Well, I don't know. Call it a fringe benefit.
How long you watch them?
Most of nine. They'd rest every few minutes and they'd get started again. Quite something.
You know, in Greece, they would cut off the head of the messenger that brought the bad news.
Yeah. Oh, bloody hell. I like that one, too. I do. Now it's not coming to my island. Well, as long as there's whiskey there, I guess I'll be all right.
Coming to my island, sucker. All
right, good pick.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's really good.
It is good. It's really good.
Coen Brothers, man. They don't miss.
I was gonna mention that one. You beat me to it fair and square.
I wasn't sure if you guys would take that one. I'm not sure why.
I could see definitely wanting that on my island. That Blood. I just need the Coen Brothers atmosphere once in a while.
Yeah. There is one that I'm surprised you two haven't chosen yet, and I'm interested to see if it comes out. I'll let you know at the end.
Yeah. No spoilers. All right, Sam, you're up. You got two picks.
So I'm pretty sure you guys didn't mention this, and if you did, I must have blanked out. So I think this is still open, but I love sci-fi and adventure, so I'm going to have to go for The Last Starfighter.
Hello. Excuse me, son.
Store's closed, mister.
I'm not here for cigarettes or bubblegum, my boy. Can you tell me the name of the person who broke the record on that game over there? Where I might find him?
Alex Rogan. You're looking at him.
Alex Rogan.
Who are you?
Centauri's the name. I invented Starfighter, which is why I'm here.
It is?
It is. We have to talk about a matter of utmost importance. Step into my office.
That's it. Come on now. Nothing to be afraid of.
Oh, yes. Say hello to my assistant, Beta.
Howdy.
I was hoping that might make it to the next round.
That's a good movie.
I just enjoy it.
Did you read?
Is this the seventh round? This is seventh, right?
Yeah. Did you read? I read, I can't remember the source, so I hate not being able to cite the source, but that Wyatt Russell and Kurt Russell want to remake the Last Starfighter.
Oh, I did hear that, and I'd be down for that. I think it could be awesome.
Yeah. That could be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it could be great. The tone, yeah. Like.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That movie has such a naive, like, innocent, fun, just goofiness to it that I love. Like,
that naive goofiness to me is a lot of 80s films.
Yes.
That, yeah, that feels very, like, of its time. Be interested to see how it remakes in a more cynical era.
Yep.
It'd be fascinating to see that, yeah.
Sam, you have
twice, Sam.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
eighth pick.
So eighth pick. So that would be, where are we? Ooh, interesting.
Purple Rain.
I thought about it. I really did.
Sorry, I don't want to
stay on my musical theme. I'm not.
I thought you would go right after Stop Making Sense and Amadeus are going to go right into that, but no.
So let me just, I'm just going to check one thing here, but I definitely have a pick. I'm just checking my list to make sure I didn't miss something. Ooh, I forgot about that one. That's a good one too. This is tough, man. Almost there. Almost. So I guess for my number eight, I'm going to go with El Norte. Quality film, atmosphere, and when they like escape through the tunnels to immigrate into the U.S., it's like harrowingly suspenseful.
I don't know.
I just want that, like
El Norte.
El Norte, yes. Saw that in school.
Is this a 1984 film?
Yes.
I'm not trying to sound naive.
No, I'm just checking here. I'm making sure on. Wait a minute.
It's
a 1983 film. I can't pick it. Okay, so scratch that. I was wrong, which is hilarious because I'm like a number obsessed person. So like that was so I, you know what, for the guilty pleasure of it, I'm going to have to go with Red Dawn.
Daddy? Dad?
Daddy?
Don't talk. Don't say anything. Let me look at you. Yeah, I knew I was right. I knew it. You're alive. I was tough on both of you. And I did things that made you hate me sometime. But you understand now, don't you?
What happened, Dad? Why are you here? What'd they do?
Doesn't matter. One way or another, one reason or another, we're all gone. It's all gone.
Red Dawn.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good movie, too.
I shortlisted that one. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Red Dawn.
What was I saying? Like last week, there was a movie that I recommended that I think Red Dawn would make a great double feature with. Couple weeks ago.
I have no idea.
Tool Mules for Sister Sarah.
Was it Gremlins 2?
No. Oh, yeah, it might have been Gremlins 2.
I hear that's really good.
No, I can't remember, but it came up. I mentioned it last week, and I can't remember what I was thinking about. It would go well with it. I can't think of it. Oh, well. All right. B, your eighth pick.
Who are you going to call?
Come in, Ray.
Hickman! I saw it!
It's right here, Ray. It's looking at me.
He's an ugly little spud, isn't he?
I think he can hear you, Ray.
Don't move. It won't hurt you.
Slime me.
That's great.
Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Y'all
off the table. Ghostbusters is off the table. All right. I've only got third tier movies left here. All right. I am going to go with Stranger Than Paradise. From Jim Jarmusch.
I love that movie.
Hey, Eddie.
Willie, what do you want?
I don't want nothing. You think this thing's gonna make it to Cleveland?
Yeah, we'll make it to Cleveland. Well, if it don't, we'll just ditch it. I'll take a bus bag.
Won't Max mind?
What can Max do about it?
Hey, pull over here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sir? Sir?
What do you want?
Could you come here a minute?
What do you want?
Could you come over here a minute?
I'm just waiting for the bus.
I want to ask you directions.
What?
Just come here so I don't have to yell. Can you tell me which way is Cleveland?
Give me a break, man. I'm just going to work.
Where do you work?
In a factory.
Let's go.
Stranger in Paradise, Jim Jarmusch. I love this era of Jim Jarmusch. This and
cigarettes
and Down by Law I actually like Down by Law even more.
Yes.
But this is a great era for him, and I've seen this movie probably like five times, and I just love the pace, the style of this film, the black and white cinematography. So it's really great. So
have you done his filmography yet?
You know, yes, not recently, but I did it probably about 10, 12, 13 years ago. I've missed a couple, I think, because I didn't have access to them at the time.
It's great.
Excuse me.
It's one of my favorites.
Let's see here. So now I'm into my fourth tier. So I really got to think here. I got to think of I'm going to go with a big, long, historical epic that I can really dig into from a great director. I've only seen this movie one time.
I think
I need to see this again because I feel like there's so much to unpack in this movie. And it's from Sergio Leone. And it's Once Upon a Time in America.
Now, throw your jacket over. Hey, mister, you sick?
Oh, poor guy. You'll be okay. Come on, I'll help you. Come on. Up you go. Now, you're worse than my Uncle Nathan. Why do you want to get soused? You can't even walk. I'll take you home. Go, Mama! Stop right there! Hey, you! Yeah! I'm talking to you! What the hell are you kids doing here? Huh?
What are we kids doing here?
We're getting it up the ass.
Yeah, getting screwed. Is there a law against it?
Can you spare a dime before poor little Pishigas that just
came out? Come on, get out of here. Come on, get off the street. Come on, get out of here. Get off the street. Go ahead. And don't come back. I don't want to ever see you here again. All right?
I think I will. This is a movie that I will love even more if I give this another watch. I probably watched this in the 90s, and I probably need to see it again, and I'll get so much more out of it. So, but I want to see this again, and I feel like this is a movie that would be great for Desert Island because there's a lot to unpack. So, yeah, Once Upon a Time in America.
That's the one that I was surprised the two of you didn't snatch up right away.
Well, it's only because it's been like I said, 25 plus years, and it's just been so long.
It just feels like a big classic epic.
Yeah, and I need that. And this is good because it's a lot. I need things that I can like, huh, what's going on here? And I have a lot of time for myself to think about it. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Perfect type of film for being stuck on an island.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. And B, you're up.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go with one of our noir picks. I'm doing Body Double.
This is where projects come to life. Our showrooms are designed to inspire with the latest products from top brands, curated in an inviting, hands-on environment, and a team of industry experts to support your project. We'll be there to make sure everything goes as planned, from product selection to delivery coordination. At Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery, your project is our priority.
Schedule your showroom consultation and see more from brands like Monogram at build.com/Ferguson.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
Yes! Yes! Look out! He's right behind you! Look out! Oh, my God! Oh, God!
I really love that movie. It was awesome.
Yeah, I thought about it.
It was entertaining.
Yeah.
All right. Body Doubles has been off the table. Sam, what have you got for your ninth pick?
So this just occurred to me, and I don't know if anyone's picked this yet, but Gremlins. Can I pick that?
I think it's recency bias where I'm just like, I'm good for a while. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Gremlins for my ninth, for my number nine.
What is it?
No.
It's your new pet.
Come on, Barney, be a good dog. You're kidding. Dad, it's really neat. Where did you get this?
Some little junk store in Chinatown.
Can I pick him up, Dad?
Sure, go ahead. Just be careful. You gotta be gentle.
I will.
I hope he's housebroken.
Oh, isn't he cute? Has it got a name, Dad?
Yeah, Mogwai.
What?
Mogwai. I don't know, some Chinese word. I just call him Gizmo. He seems to like it.
Because of course I would.
And you get to take your 10th and final pick here as well. This is it. This is how you end it. This is the last movie. Make it count.
Oh my gosh. Oh, this is hard. Let's see.
You got a good amount of like different genres and comedies and epics. And you know, you don't want to stockpile one theme.
I do. Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm just trying to, I've got like a few left and they're not like, I've taken the low hanging fruit away. So now it's just like,
I see so many popcorn movies on your list here. Like, that's you.
Conan is still on there. Revenge of the Nerds.
That's true. Oh, this is difficult, man. I had, you know what? Okay. So for my number 10,
yep.
I am going to pick, why the hell not? The Bounty.
We will go about and run downwind for Africa and the Indian Ocean. Mr. Lamb?
Here, sir.
As soon as we have put about, it will be safe to light your galley fires again. Tonight I want as much hot mush as every man can eat.
That's ready for the captain, lads. Hip hip.
Hooray! Hip, hooray! Hip, hooray!
However, we are still faced with a long, hard voyage. I mean to make good use of every hour of sailing time. And to assist me in this, I'm replacing Mr. Fryer with Mr. Christian, who will now act as executive second in command with the rank of acting second lieutenant. Mr. Fryer, come back here. Mr. Fryer, sir, come back here!
The Bounty.
Yeah, with Anthony Hopkins and Mel Gibson.
Okay. I haven't seen it. I know about it, but I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Halfway decent film from Roger Donaldson, I believe. Not sure on that.
Cool. Yeah, Roger Donaldson.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. A little shipwreck movie.
Yeah, a little shipwreck mutiny. Ooh, where does your loyalties lie type film.
Oh my God.
I'm Anthony Hopkins on a boat.
All right. Be your last pick.
I need the big, long character odyssey. I am going Paul Schrader's Mishima. A Life in Four Parts.
I've missed that one.
There is a movie that is on this like list, and the title is so insane that it's Mishima. Have to mention it after we're done.
I think Mishima is 85. Are we sure? Yeah.
I've never even if you've heard of this movie, the Perils of Somebody Such and Such in the Land of the Wickwacky or something like that.
That sounds like a Muppets movie.
No, it's
an Ewok movie.
It's a Chinese adventure, but like it was on this list that I was looking at, and now I'm out of the list because I clicked into the Bounty by accident, and now
By the way, Ewok's Caravan of Courage is from 1984. Oof. We missed
that's
out okay, on that.
That's not my pick.
Okay.
That is not mine either, and I love Star Wars, and I can't believe that of all movies got remastered where The Year of Living Dangerously is sitting there without a Blu-ray. What's your problem?
we're really kind of in the dredges now if it's not that one. I'm going to go classic 80s. I'm torn between two. I think I'm going to make it Footloose. Stick with the music.
King David, who we read about in Samuel, and what did David do? David danced before the Lord with all his might, leaping and dancing before the Lord, leaping and dancing. And Ecclesiastes assures us that there is a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to laugh and a time to weep. A time to mourn, and there is a time to dance.
Doodles.
Stick with the jam. Stick with the 17 shots of Kevin Bacon jumping in the air.
There's a lot of joy on your list, B, so it's okay. You're going to need that in those lonely, that's always what lonely you want days. To hear.
Yeah. Here's my picks. That's okay. That's okay.
All right. I kind of wanted some music.
I took it all.
I don't have any. Sam, you've got a lot of like fun, entertaining popcorn movies. Mm-hmm. B, you've got music and some things that are brooding and fun, some fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I got a lot of like, I got comedies, but a lot mm-hmm. of, but a few, no, I kind of
you don't
like
have Repo Man on your list.
I don't have Repo Man.
It's pretty good. Amelia West. It's pretty good.
Well, I don't want to linger too long here, but you know what I don't have is big, dumb, fun action with Neanderthal type people just like with swords and no, I can't do two Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Forget that.
either of you seen Chud?
I know I haven't.
Oh, Chud's pretty fun. It's my
I have not seen it.
My B movie by Ella. I love it.
I'm still trying to find the name of that movie that you had on the list. It was like incredible. 1984. The Perils of... Oh, I'm never going to find it again.
I just watched a movie with...
I don't want to keep on struggling with this. I will go with...
16 Candles.
You know what? Not my favorite John Hughes.
No, not even close.
Not even close.
Yeah.
I actually don't like...
That's why I didn't pick it.
Yeah, it's okay, but like others are so much better. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pick a movie that is I find to be average, but I want to believe that there is something to it because there actually, I think, is a director's cut that I have not seen that I want to see, and I heard good things about it, and it is from Francis Ford Coppola, and it is The Cotton Club, and it's got music in it.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
Well, you'll never get it. Who put this on your finger, huh? Who put that on your ear? How about that? You can't tell me!
Dutchman. Don't touch her. Don't you ever, ever touch her like that again!
You son of a bitch. I'll rip your little balls off.
Don't get into it, Dixie.
I'm already in it. What is it you want, Dutch? What is it? All you ever do is give people grief in this life. What do you want to do? You want to rip out our hearts like you did Joe Flynn? Want to get into everybody's life and run it forever? Want to be Genghis Khan, for Christ's sake? Get into people's lives. It's a...
Life with you will always be divine.
How many people can you kill, Dutch?
Let's take it outside, not in the club. What do you say? Come on, come on, let's go. Come on.
You. Let's go.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
I said let's go. No.
And I saw the theatrical cut a long time ago, and I didn't like it that much. But I'm hearing that there, whatever version I do take to my desert island, it's going to be whatever that version
is. It's
going to
be better.
It's going to be the better version of it. And I'm going to go in with a more open mind because I believe in 1985.
I've heard nice things about that movie.
It's got Richard Gere in it and it's got, he's running a nightclub and it's got music in it and I need some music.
Yeah.
By the way, that 1984, this is totally random. The 1984 movie I was searching for that I now I have to see based on this title. I've never heard of it. The Perils of Gwendolyn in the Land of the Yik Yak.
I need to see that movie.
1984 adventure slash erotic. 1 hour, 46 minutes.
Heck yeah. That sounds awesome.
All right. And the poster looks like Indiana Jones, like Where's Waldo travel thing. I've got to see this film now.
Movie night.
So
did either of you have an honorable mention that didn't make it on the list? Something that maybe was picked out that you would have chosen?
Several.
I would have chosen, I definitely would have chosen The Terminator. Mm-hmm. And I would have chosen Blood Simple, for sure. Hands down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was Never Ending Story.
Yeah.
Blood Simple, I was hoping would get to me right before I picked Top Secret. And I kind of wanted that on my list. And you got Ghostbusters also, I think, right before me.
It was tough, cutthroat decisions, but like, you know, I felt like Karate Kid was a win.
Yeah.
And I was willing to like sacrifice Never Ending Story for it because I'm like, these characters are so rich. I need that depth while I'm trapped on the island.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hoping Red Dawn. I might get Red Dawn. But
oh, yeah.
I don't have that many regrets. I got the movies that I wanted. I think I reached a little early for, I don't think anybody ever would have picked The Natural. I realize that now, but I had to pick that movie because it is one of my all time favorites. And I had a feeling that if I didn't grab Stranger Than Paradise when I did, B, you would eventually take it.
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah, I think you were right around the corner from grabbing that. If I didn't take 2010, I think Sam, you would have eventually taken that. I think
probably. Yeah.
Did either of you think about 1984, the George Orwell?
Yes, it was.
Adaptation? That was close for me.
I think if it wasn't for the fact that I already took some other dark brooding movies, it is
exactly.
that movie is a tough sit.
Yes, it is.
It is. And I've read the book.
Which I just think if I'm in a fallout shelter or like I'm sitting alone, I might be happy to be away from other people if I watch that movie because the other people in that movie are bad for a long time.
Yeah. Good.
Should we go around and read out our list?
Yeah, I think let's do that. And we're all, by the way, to the audience, we will also put our lists up on the show notes, and we would love to have the audience give us feedback. Who do you think won this draft as well? Please.
We'll do a letterbox list. I'll make a letterbox.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Sam, why don't you read off your list first?
Okay. Here's my list. Sam Cole, Stuck on an Island. Only movies from 1984. This is my list in order from 1 to 10. Number 1, Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. Number 2, The Muppets Take Manhattan. Number 3, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Number 4, Beverly Hills Cop. Number 5, The Karate Kid. 6, where are you? 6, where the hell are you? Where the hell is it? Romancing the Stone was 6. Excellent. 7 was The Last Starfighter. My list is very messy here. Number 8, Can You Relate, was Red Dawn. Number 9 was Gremlins. And 10 was The Bounty.
Yeah. Like I said, you are
crazy.
Blockbuster.
List.
Blockbuster. Yeah. Heavy.
Dun, 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 1984.
Yeah. Like, if Hulk Hogan could burst through this movie.
Sam, you have the list with the films I've seen the least of.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got to check these out. That's awesome.
B, what is, why don't you read down your list?
Sure. Starting from the top, Stop Making Sense, Amadeus, Love Dang. Streams.
Sorry.
Which I have not seen.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Woo!
Paris, Texas. Dune.
Dune?
Sorry. Was anyone else going to take Dune, by the way? Sam, would you have taken Dune?
You know, the thing is, it comes down to the visuals are fascinating. The sky. I just don't find that movie that entertaining for me, and I hate to admit that. Like,
okay.
It's the truth, you know. Because it comes down to being stuck on an island. Like, I don't know if I want that energy there. Totally. Maybe
I saw Dune when I was like pretty young. I think I saw Dune when I was like 7 or 8, and then I was just like captivated by the way it looked, and then it was just on all the time.
Yeah, so, I know. I hear that. It's visually incredible.
Sorry, yeah, so, I didn't mean to interrupt. So Dune,
and Dune, yes, still unbelievable.
Dune,
Blood Simple, Ghostbusters, Body Double, and Footloose. I feel like you get a good mix of like art
entertainment
house.
There. Yeah,
yeah.
And mine, I start off with This is Spinal Tap, The Terminator, Starman, The Neverending Story, 2010, The Year We Make Contact. The Natural, Top Secret, Stranger Than Paradise, Once Upon a Time in America, and The Cotton Club. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with this. I got most of the things that I wanted.
Got some good sci-fi there.
Yeah.
Some good sci-fi, I did. And some good comedies. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty. And I got a little little art house in here, a little smaller films here with Stranger Than Paradise. And I got my comedies that I wanted. That's what I'm really happy about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Cool. This was a lot of fun. I want to do more movie drafts down the road. And when we end up, when Ellie's with us, it'll make it even more difficult because we'll have less movies to.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Imagine how hard that will be.
She go after 1985. There's some blockbuster, you know, Back to the Future, Goonies. I mean, I'll go after those like a bloodhound, like brrr.
Yeah. Well, 84, what a year. So, yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everyone. And, you know, we're going to take a couple weeks off, and we're going to be back in 2 weeks with some new content, some new reviews, and I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to have some rebranding going on to tease a little bit. So keep your eyes open for that. I know. So I'm excited for what we're calling it season two of Back to the Framer. So keep your eyes open on our socials and on the pod to see what is coming. Yeah.
Season two. It's happening. 2024. This is no joke. This is real. Welcome to Season Back to the Frame Rate.
The redo. Electric Boogaloo. Woo! Let's go.
All right. So anyways, Happy New Year, everybody. That concludes our show for this week. We appreciate your listenership. As a final reminder, if you're enjoying what you hear, please consider leaving a rating and review. Your support truly brightens our day. The platforms that you can do this on are Apple Podcasts or iTunes or whichever platform you use to access our content. To stay updated, please don't forget to subscribe to our monthly newsletter, Frame Rate Monthly. You can send an email to us at backtotheframerate@gmail.com. Back to the Frame Rate is a proud member of the Weston Media Podcast Network. You can stay connected with us on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Back to the Frame Rate. And of course, the most effective way is to support us is by sharing our episodes on your social media platforms. Your support means the world to us. So that is it. The show is over. Happy New Year.
Woo!
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
This is where projects come to life. Our showrooms are designed to inspire with the latest products from top brands, curated in an inviting, hands-on environment, and a team of industry experts to support your project. We'll be there to make sure everything goes as planned, from product selection to delivery coordination. At Ferguson Bath, Kitchen, and Lighting Gallery, your project is our priority.
Schedule your showroom consultation and see more from brands like Monogram at build.com/Ferguson.